Health officials know many ways that the Zika virus can spread, but one of the latest Zika cases has them confused. NPR health correspondent Rob Stein reports.
The Zika virus keeps coming up with one surprise after another. At first, the experts thought the only way Zika could spread was through mosquito bites. Then, they realized a woman could spread Zika to her developing fetus if she got infected when she was pregnant and caused terrible birth defects. And then, the experts discovered, Zika could be transmitted through sex, first from a man to a woman, and just last week, officials reported the first case of a woman spreading Zika to a man. Now comes the latest surprise. Someone in Utah looks like they got infected somehow while taking care of a very sick elderly relative who caught Zika while traveling. The caregiver hadn't traveled, hadn't had sex with anyone who was infected, and hadn't gotten bitten by an infected mosquito. So the experts are scratching their heads. They're really not sure what happened. But there is one clue. The person who spread the virus had incredibly high levels of Zika in their blood, so that may have had something to do with it. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has a team of investigators in Utah trying to figure it out. They're interviewing the person who caught the virus and other family members, and doing lots of tests on everyone who came in contact with the person who spread the virus. While it's a puzzle, experts say the case is no cause for widespread alarm. There's no sign this sort of thing is happening a lot, or that Zika spreads casually like through a sneeze, a hug, or a kiss. Mosquitoes are still the main way people catch Zika, and so far, that hasn't started happening in the United States. Rob Stein, NPR News.